it's a difficult time to be a teacher right now.
Pixita Del Prado is an associate professor of elementary education and reading at Buffalo State. She is also the co-director of the Professional Development School. Each year, the college hosts about 200 K-12 teachers, administrators, future teachers, and college faculty from seven colleges.
Is to move ourselves in the direction of improvement so that we improve our own practices wherever we teach, whether we're in the P-12 classroom, whether we're in the college classroom, or whether we direct those programs as administrators.
Del Prado noted there are many challenges for teachers with much criticism and demands.
Certainly in New York State, we're seeing a drop in our numbers of teacher candidates, and that's happening all over the country. You know, and teachers are desperately needed, particularly in some areas such as working with English learners, working in special education, and some of the more content-specific areas.
But this professional development event provided a sharing of experience on how to improve student learning and student well-being.
My big mantra is, you can't scare me, I'm a teacher.
Dr. Wendy Patterson is Dean of Education at Buffalo State. Patterson admits there's been a drop in students seeking elementary education as a profession.
Now, the truth of it is, Eileen, I've gone from 1,000 undergraduates in elementary education in 2009, 1,000, just in elementary ed, to 500 in 4 years. So it is having a depressing effect, but the people who still come to us in teaching are the people who know that teaching is what they want to do.
I would just say maybe not to give up hope. You know, we can do it. There are a group of us, you know, that are motivated. We want to see people succeed, our students.
Brianna Ware of Buffalo is a senior at Buff State, and she's very confident in a future teaching career as possibly a Buffalo City School teacher.
It has been a serious decline, but that's even more so why I want to do it.
Buffalo State continues providing 67 teacher education programs.
I guess one of my bigger concerns might be managing a classroom, but as far as the rest, like the state standards and all the, you know, testing that's out there and our evaluations, I think that there's a lot of support.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.